was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow. Then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome, my friend. Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. It's a pleasure to have you joining me here tonight. I'm coming to you from on the road. We're holding a very important meeting and some interesting technological developments. I would dare say breakthroughs are underway even as we speak. And many of you listening to me tonight probably are already aware of some of these developments. They're very interesting, and we'll keep you posted with pertinent information as real developments occur. This program is specifically for entertainment purposes only, and I hope you'll find the beneficiaries in common payment method to be extremely entertaining. This is a free market of individual ideas, and it's offered up by men and women who are devoid of the shackles of personage and who are inspired by our Lord Yeshua. And I very much hope you understand, as I've said in the past, that I do not recommend that you try any of the ideas that are under discussion, and that each party listening to my voice understands the need to take responsibility for their own actions and for the decisions that they make as beloved children of Yahweh. Again, thank you for joining me. Today is Sunday, November 18th. Yesterday, we had a rerun. I was in the middle of some very important conferences. We'll be continuing our discussion of prison extraction, and if you have any questions pertinent to that arena, please call 1-800-313-9443, and we'll do our best to find time to talk with you about those questions during the course of the program. You can address your comments about the program to me at restore.america@hotmail.com. And you can address any orders that you have for the Rockland Seminar or the Collecting in Bankruptcy Seminars to Brian@takenoprisoners@hush.com. So again, thank you for joining me, folks. If you are in profound collection situations, foreclosures, and other urgent matters of that commercial ilk, and you might want to download this program from the Republic Broadcasting Archives for September 16th and November 10th and last Sunday, November 11th. Also, I believe Saturday, November 3rd, we had a very interesting program on bankruptcy, a great remedy, which is bankruptcy, and foreclosures and unlawful detainer actions and master tenants agreements and using friendly creditors and really how to turn things around. So those programs, we've had lots of reports of those programs are very, very helpful to people. When we come back, folks, we're going to get right into continuing our discussion of extracting political prisoners from prison.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, my scrimping and saving friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. So tell me, what on earth is so wrong with scrimping and saving? That used to be the American way. The values came off the farm and they worked their way into the cities with the sons and daughters of farmers. And now the American way is gimme, 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 gimme. I want it now, a completely hedonistic, self-centered society, the cause of which can be traced to the introduction of the Federal Reserve Act in 1913, at which time all personal morality was shelved in favor of fiction. And I can qualify those statements, and most of you out there probably can qualify them as well, given enough time. It's just food for thought. Friends, this has been a weekend, a month, really, of some very interesting seminars around the country. Victoria Joy held a seminar in Toronto. I guess that's a little bit outside the country. Depends on how you define country. And Sam Davis is holding, as we speak, a seminar in Las Vegas. Those of you who don't know Sam, shame on you. Sam is, my apologies for saying this, Sam, but Sam is a grandfather of the freedom of movement. You know, you can be 20 years old and be a grandfather or something, too. If you were Mozart and you started it when you're 4 years old. Sam was an early bloomer. And a lot of great information from Sam. Sam has a very interesting and well-qualified outlook. He also is a very moral fellow in that he has a lot of information he does not teach because he hasn't done it himself. And that is a very enviable philosophy because it's very tempting to be able to teach people something that you believe will be of value, but you don't have your personal hand in it, yet you still think you can help them, but there is no greater experimentation than on oneself, is there? So I hope those of you in Las Vegas currently are enjoying your time with Sam. There have been a bunch of other meetings this weekend of tremendous interest. And then there's some of a little less interest. I just got an email. I was reading my emails during the break trying to catch up. I literally sat down and was able to connect to the station at about 10 seconds into the theme song, so I'm trying to play catch up. I see there's a seminar here down south, that's all I'll say, and it says, here's the blurb, the company uncovered a bonding process called Beneficiaries in Common after decades of research. Maybe we should just, excuse me for laughing. It's I'm always amused and amazed how things go around and come around. The concept of having joint beneficiaries or joint holders of an instrument was introduced by a fellow, I'll just say out west. First name Roger. Very, very brilliant concept. I was intrigued by it because I had used a procedure back in 2003 that I developed one day on a whim called, after reading some statutes, specifically after reading 28 U.S.C. 2041, and we called that process a demand for a trustee's investigation, and we sent an administrative notaries process to the Secretary of the Treasury, and we said, hey, these funds, this equity was deposited in this court, and there's no record of it having been transferred to you. We need you to investigate the source of the funds and alert us and seize them, since they statutorily at least belong to Treasury. And then we shelved that process, not for defect, but by virtue of the fact that we moved on to other things, as often happens. That's what happens when we're too changeable, when we're young. But now I'm older, and when the joint tenancy concept crossed my path, it was like a light going off in my head. And Winston and I got together, and we had a very interesting discussion on it, because purportedly a clerk is required to transfer all funds placed on deposit with a court to Treasury. And Winston went looking for the statute on that and found the one he had been told about and mentioned it to me, and I looked it up on the computer right on the spot, and I said, this thing's been repealed, but you know, this rings a bell. And I went searching through my computer. We had three or four people there at the meeting, and there it was, lo and behold, my letter to Treasury back in 2003, and the statute was listed as 28 U.S.C. 2041. And it was like lights going off and sirens and bells in my head. I saw what we could do with this because it's a statutory dose of castor oil to back up an instrument that is conceived in that mold. And that instrument, of course, excuse me, is a joint tenancy payment instrument of some sort. And the instrument of choice that had been postulated from out west was the bonded promissory note. So as I conceived teaching this and putting in a program to teach it, the name Beneficiaries in Common crossed through my little brain, BIC, because these were not joint tenants. These were beneficiaries. And then we went to refining these instruments, and I set about developing what I thought would be a comprehensive approach from start to finish. Yes, finish, the end game. That would provide instruments that were completely unique over things that we had had before, at least things I had ever seen before. And what makes them unique is that we're not drawing on a treasury account. We're drawing against an instrument we place into treasury for the benefit of the United States Department of Treasury and various sub-accounts. Most of those companies that are listed on the indemnity bond are sub-accounts. And then the evolution of the various enforcement strategies became my primary focus. And as you know, that list has grown. It grows almost every week. And we've expanded that to include trial by notary, administrative processes for distress warrants through both the Secretary of the Treasury and the Comptroller General, notary subpoenas, notary depositions, various affidavit procedures, suspicious activity reports, misprison of felony reports, very creative use of 1099s, 3-day offers of immunity, and on and on and on. And when I presented to the country this concept and the idea that we could learn it either in periodic seminars at quarterly intervals or in a massive 5-day comprehensive meeting, the latter being my idea and the quarterlies basically being the idea because everybody else that I spoke to gauge their reaction to the idea, rejected the idea of a 5-day meeting. No one would come, no one could miss work, but I threw it in literally minutes before I went on air, and the response was overwhelming. And hundreds of people have attended, and hundreds more wanted to attend that we had to turn away due to space limitations. So since that time, since I coined the phrase BIC, Beneficiaries in Common, and put this whole program together, many people, many of the mentors in this concept of bringing formalized education techniques such as we encountered in medical and dental and law school and other professional programs, bringing them to bear for a very important project, the harnessing of our knowledge of freedom to the benefit of ourselves, our children, the posterity, and the United States of America and the world. Since that time, many wonderful people have attended and become mentors. Some have gone out and touched hundreds of other people. Some have done incredible volunteer work. Name one person in particular, Tom Schultz. Tom was doing things long before he heard of me, but he's taken a lot of our materials and really added and expanded and just touched a lot of people without charge. Other people are charging, and that's fine, and in fact, in many cases, rightly so. They give of their time and energy, blood, sweat, and tears, and their expertise, and their love, and their prayers. And I'm very proud of those people. One of those organizations is HHF. They've helped a lot of people. And then there are other people who've come along and instituted programs to solicit people to attend on a bait and switch and try to then sell them very expensive $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 programs of so-called BIC technology. And some of them, yes, have come forward and said all of this is approved by SAM, and I'm sorry to have to say that's not true. I haven't reviewed those materials, and I don't. And some people have gone forth and offered services for large commercial amounts and have not delivered the services. I'm pleased to report that occurs. I get reports every week from people saying, Sam, I think you ought to see this. Here's what's going on. It's not my job to police anybody else's behavior. I'm not going to stand on a box looking into my neighbor's yard. I do feel, though, that the BIC technology is special, and everyone out there should understand the just due care and diligence that they probably should exert when being asked to cough up big money for a service. We'll be back in just a minute, and we're going to go right to the phones. Caution is the word, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. So the moral of the story is based upon what I just said. If you're listening to this program for the first time, if you're new to this program, might I suggest you simply go back in the archives and start listening about last April, it might have been the 26th or so, when we transferred the program to Republic Broadcasting Network. And if you listen to the program, you'll find yourself very quickly getting up to speed conceptually on what I have called BIC. And if you're in a situation where you feel you must act, and I urge caution, ideally, no one should take any action unless they really know who they are, what they are doing, and they own the technology. If you have to ask me a fundamental question on something, my answering you would only literally endanger you because you're not ready. I'll be happy to answer you, but you need to understand you are not ready. I get emails all day long that say, Sam, I used the bonded promissory note to do this, that, or the other thing. They rejected it. And now they've come back at me with a counterclaim, a lawsuit for this, that, or the other thing for $10,000, or they're threatening this or that. What do I do? Well, if you didn't know the answers to that before you started, then it really was a dumb move to get started. Albeit, I realize many of you are under tremendous pressure. And that kind of pressure makes us undertake rash decisions, moves of desperation, fear-driven behavior. And nothing good ever comes from fear-driven behavior. Might I suggest if you're in a situation like that, you start contemplating the Lord and praying and seeking a dialogue with Him. Download and listen to the programs. Order a CD or two. Order some of Winston's CDs. Listen to Sam Davis. Listen to Winston. Listen, if you must, to me. Before, if you can, before you decide to turn entertainment into action. That would be the prudent thing to do. Under those circumstances, in my opinion, it would, if you feel you must have the aid of a mentor who's operating commercially, as I said, there are some wonderful people who are, please check out who it is. Ask around, ask me, I can refer you to people who may have had experiences with this one or that one. And if it doesn't feel right, if the people don't feel right, if I were you, I wouldn't do it. And I would certainly ask for references and see if they're willing to give them, and just be very, very careful when there are large sums of money involved to do something that you could do if you would take the time to be trained. And believe me, one way or the other, you'll need the knowledge now or later in the case. So it's very hard to have someone else do for you what you need to do for yourself, or you in conjunction with another creditor or two need to do to promote your situation. So that said, let's go to the phones. Bob in Michigan, are you there?
I am here, Dr. Sam. How are you this evening?
Very good, Bob. Thank you very much. How are you this evening?
I am so good, it's scary.
Bob, you have a friendly voice and demeanor. I appreciate it. So thank you for coming to the program. What can we do for you?
I have, as probably many people do, a traffic problem. And a couple weeks ago you had, I'm in the Metro Detroit area. You had a gentleman on that was from the Detroit area also.
Yes.
And from what I understood, they had a group here in the Detroit area, and I would be very much interested in contacting and hooking up with them if I could.
Very good. Well, the bad news is, Bob, they were all thrown in jail. Only kidding. Only kidding. Bob, if you send an email along to me at let's send it to restore.america@hotmail.com. And simply ask for whatever connections we have in Detroit, and we have some good ones, I will be happy to send that information on to you.
Restore America at what? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Bob. Restore.America@hotmail.com. Now, Hotmail, as you may know, is owned by my favorite company in the world.
Mr. Google?
Microsoft. Yes.
Oh, okay.
My five favorite companies are Microsoft, Google, Time Warner, the Federal Reserve Bank, and IRS.
Not necessarily in that order?
Actually, I was lying about four out of the five. I'm sorry, folks. I'm supposed to be a pious man. You want to know which one I wasn't lying about?
All of the
above. IRS, because they work for me.
Oh, very good.
All right, so Bob, what question do you have?
Basically, I have some traffic issues I need to resolve peacefully, and I need some help with them.
Okay, well, Bob, that music means we're going to break.
I hear.
We'll be gone for a couple of minutes. Why don't you hang with us, and we'll see if we can just spend a couple of minutes on that before we move on the phones. Folks, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a tired, ragged-looking Sam Kennedy. Thanks for joining me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
I got no bread for the rent. I got my...
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're talking to Bob, who has some traffic problems. Bob, how did you get into traffic problems?
Well, I keep running into these pirates who insist on thinking that I need permission from them to...
All right. You're driving without a license.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't need a license. I know that.
Okay.
But they don't.
Checking. Well, of course. Now, that's often why I speak on commercial principles, because some people are equipped to execute their freedom in the field. But for most, it becomes a belabor of love. And especially in my case, if I'm traveling around with an injured animal or something like that, I am not going to subject them to the mercies or lack of mercies of those I might encounter. So I actually prefer to do things, if I can, commercially after the fact. Because, frankly, I don't care what happens at the traffic stop. I don't care if a ticket's written. I don't care the look the guy has on his face. because the second the stop is over, I'll go to work, and I will return process, and I will not appear in their folly. I have no more interest in their folly than I would if I received a solicitation from the Bangladesh Supreme Court. It doesn't matter to me. It's irrelevant to me. And I leave them nothing in commerce to be able to penalize if they wish to decide that I'm granting them jurisdiction. I do nothing to imply any concern whatsoever about their issues. So I have a little different feeling on that than the many patriots who reject the licenses and all of those things. But I realize that can be an important issue for many people. So my way of addressing things like that would be through commercial processes, Bob, as I've discussed on the program in the past. And that would include a variety of BIC procedures and sometimes non-BIC procedures and a variety of procedures involving one of the companies I mentioned that I'm very partial to, because they are known to be willing to act as collection agents if you approach them in the correct manner. So I can't really tell you what to do in your situation. You have a court date coming up?
Not at the moment, but it's probably a couple, 3 weeks away, I'm guessing. I haven't heard yet officially.
Yes, and have you done anything in preparation for that?
No, I haven't, and that's... How do I use a BIC to buttress my situation?
Well, that's a fair question, Bob, but the answer would take up a slew of these programs, and we've already laid down on the program. So let me suggest, very honestly, candidly, without being derogatory or judgmental, that you go back and download some of the programs, the earlier ones from April and then some of the more recent ones, and I think you'll get an overview of how this vast process can be used in these situations.
You had mentioned the April 26th, September 16th.
Well, we started on this network. We transferred the program here from another network last April, so that's when you'll find the archives beginning, and that's a good time to start. But let me just give you an example. When it comes to a judicial case, there are many simple remedies that we have. Some I've spoken about, some I haven't. And some involve agencies of the government simply resolving the problems for us. But if it's a judicial situation, I treat it as maximally important, because I would rather keep someone out of prison than have to work so hard to get someone out of prison. Because once you're in, it's a much harder road to hoe. Funny thing is, we've succeeded in having people released from prison with the simplest procedures. And sometimes you scratch your head and say, how did that happen? But I think ultimately it comes down to how uncomfortable you can make them when they understand that they're holding the liability. And in some cases, they'll fold right away and usher the guy out, and they won't even be able to find his paperwork. Of course not. How can the warden, the sheriff, the corrections officers find the paperwork? It's got to disappear, or it's got to somehow colorably disappear, or else they'd be opening themselves up to a criminal prosecution. And they're worried about that once they understand that we mean business and the liability is shifted. And in other cases, you can work for years and not have them budge, despite all of the liability they're holding. And in those cases, then time becomes a factor, because the ultimate solution is to fire the public officials who are standing in the way of and violating public policy, their own public policy. And we do that. And BIC process also shows us how to do that by liquidating their dishonor as if it's currency through Treasury and having Treasury seize the funds, by sending Treasury out with distress warrants to the marshals to seize the funds, by sending IRS out to collect on the funds, by using commercial liens in various ways to distress the public official's bond, and there are all kinds of things that can be done to motivate it. And that's why if someone were to ask me, has this bonding method worked to get someone out of prison, my answer would be no, because no two bonding procedures are the same. In fact, the process I recommend, the process that I might undertake today might be completely different than the process I would undertake tomorrow. It might have metamorphosed that quickly as more knowledge is accumulated, as our instincts become sharper, and as the successes and failures become more clear to our limited vision. In a case like you have, I suggest that we would have to hook you up with mentors, but you really need to bolster your education. You only have 2 or 3 weeks. And if it means going to jail for a year to make a point, and that's what you want to do, fine. But if it means going to jail for a year and you don't want to, but you're not educationally ready to stay out of the venue by returning the process to them in a very special way, as defective and non-applicable to you, by establishing your correct political standing in a way that is very difficult for them to ignore, because if they do, they're liable parties, by paying all the charges that come through, by converting the liability to theirs once they're holding the instruments, by securing their confession to holding all the liability, by securing their consent to all of your enforcement procedures, by securing their waiver of any and all rights to object to any actions and procedures that are deemed necessary by you, the creditor. Unless you're prepared educationally to undertake all of that BIC, vast BIC process, then I suggest sometimes it pays to take a few lumps and turn it into a huge learning experience like I did. I took my lumps and I said to myself, never again. It will never happen again. I'm going to become their worst nightmare. And I made it happen. And I don't mean the worst nightmare day to day, but I mean if an attorney wants to tangle with me, that will be the worst day of his professional life. I guarantee it. So that's the best suggestion I can make to you, Bob. I hope that's a little bit helpful.
Well, that's exactly where I want to be. How do I get there?
All the things I just recommended. Go back and listen to the program. Order some CDs. Winston's are excellent, especially. A couple of ours are very good. The Collecting in Bankruptcy seminar is the best thing I've ever done. Talk to mentors. BIC was learned specifically at five-day retreats. I'm not offering any at this moment. I don't know what the future will hold. I have said that 2008 is a year of enforcement. And my friends, that statement is underway as we speak. I can't go into a lot of detail, but I'm operating on many, many fronts. And that'll be to the benefit of a lot of people, because a lot of interesting developments will come out of my particular escapades. So it's a process of education. And if you're not at that point, you know, look on the internet, listen, read. But if you're not at that point, then that is not the time to get yourself embroiled in something that you're not equipped to handle. I can't give you an instant education on the radio, obviously, Bob.
I know you can't.
But I can do. But go back and hit those programs and then get in touch with us. And if you need to be hooked up with someone, I know some excellent, excellent people. I'm sitting here this weekend in a meeting with one of them who is very well equipped. He had, I won't say the number, multiple, numerous federal felonies for nonsense. His case has disappeared. He handled it absolutely appropriately. He's helped many other people handle it appropriately. They're helping other people and making it clear that the surety has been changed. And the more we get nasty, we intercept. You know, we had a prosecutor say recently in a case, they think we can't listen to them at hush mail. I look at that thing, those kinds of statements, and I say, my goodness, these people actually believe they have that right. They may have some kind of statutory bullshit in the corner, but they sure do not have a moral right to interject themselves in the private lives of other people. But they don't know that. They have absolutely no concept of morality. All they know is what they've been taught by a society of compliant robots. But the same token is true. They're not aware of our listening capabilities. And they're substantial. And a lot of information filters through a lot of very interesting people, a lot of interesting people that I know. And let me just say that things are changing rapidly, and everyone knows it. And for all the agents out there who are thinking they can turn the clock back by some mass arrests or some other kind of nonsense, they're in for a rude awakening, because that's not the way it's going to go from here on in. We know the solutions, we know the remedies, the information has spread to thousands, and the genie is out of the box. And so now, the United States is slowly but surely going to change, and all the king's men and all the king's horses cannot put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Hey, one other...
Bob, I've got to go. I'm sorry. I've got to move on to the next phone call, Bob, but thank you very much for calling. If you have any other comments, just send them on by email. Thanks for calling. Claudia in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Sam.
Hi, Claudia.
Nice
I'm
to talk with
well,
you again. Good.
How are you, Claudia?
Very good. Very good.
Good.
Couple of questions about prisoner extraction.
Yes.
First of all, is it better for the person in bondage to do the bonding, the necessary bonding for himself, or is it better for a secured party on the outside to claim his straw man and do the bonding and then go and you know, switch the surety and all of that and then go and claim their property?
Who led the Israelites out of bondage?
Moses.
Right.
It's
very hard when you're in chains to be the best at securing your freedom. Very hard.
Okay, right.
So
that's what I figured.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a third-party creditor securing the return of his or her collateral, because that takes extremely courageous people. But it does help to have people working on the outside. And to all you prisoners who are inside, we've had people work with prisoners on their simple say-so. I'm on the phone and I grant you complete power of attorney to act in my name, place, and stead. Have at it. We've had people send their signature out, scan it into computers, and use it that way. We've had instant rubber stamps, and not really rubber, but they're nice, conceived at Staples. And everyone I work with has signature stamps or electronic signatures spread out to various members so that if something happens, those that would place them in an iron yoke understand that they have done nothing to incapacitate that party. All they've done is woken up the rest of the sleeping giant. Every case is different, Claudia, and so decisions have to be made. I'll tell you this. Ultimately, the responsibility must be borne by the person in bondage, because ultimately he will probably have to make an argument to that effect. However, the best work is not done inside the court. The best work is done inside the bank. And I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, everyone who's listening, that commercial procedures work in ways you can't believe. Yesterday, I was given a report by someone who had issued a large bonded promissory note during 2007 and has had his back up against the wall in a tax case and some other issues as well. And yesterday, we had a face-to-face meeting, and he talked, as a matter of fact, he talked right past it as if he had told me the news before, but I had to slow him down, almost like a waiter in a New York restaurant. You have to hook them by the arm and hold on to them. When he made the statement, and yes, 14 of those liens are gone. Excuse me? 14 of those liens are gone. Why aren't we a little bit excited? And we're down to the last few $1,000s on a couple of liens. Those will be gone too. Commerce works in the strangest ways. And if commercial procedures are properly executed and the official becomes a rogue official in official misconduct and doesn't honor the liability transfer and doesn't release the property, he will be gone. We'll pick this up after the break. Don't go away, Claudia.
Okay.
This is Take No Prisoners, folks, at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The boogie train, it's the boogie thing. Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. So, Claudia, Did you have another question?
Yes, the value of the bonds. I understand that the value of the bond that's put on the prisoner is related to the amount of money he'd be earning if he were on the outside. Now, the fellow in question here was making a very large amount of money, and he's concerned with trying to figure out how much bonds, how you know, what level he has to build the bonds up to, the carousel of bonds up to, and the promissory note and such like that.
Yes.
He tried to find out the value of the bonds that are on him, and they're just blocking him. You know, he's just
right.
Can't get to that.
I don't consider that a critical issue necessarily, for two reasons. Number one is that I've heard different formulas for establishing the value of the prisoner's incarceration, for the privilege of being incarcerated, and I don't know that we'll ever be able to secure an answer, certainly in my lifetime, to such a question. Is it the value of the difference between what they are, what their straw party is paid for their labor, and the true value of the labor? But who's to say what the true value of labor is? Is it a life insurance actuarial table, or the legal community, when they enter PI lawsuits, personal injury lawsuits, use actuarial tables all the time to establish what the future earnings potential would be within that profession? And those tables are available, and you can find them through a legal research firm or in other creative ways. Might even be able to find them through any of the online fine law and versus law and companies like that might have a research capability for that. So it's hard for me to say. I would just estimate high and work from there, because it's not really, we can talk about it as the value of the bond, but what it really is how much public recognition of our credit with the United States must we establish in a colorable, visible form by way of an indemnity bond to be able to assure a set-off of the liabilities that have been attributed to the straw party prisoner. And the other issue, the other reason I'm not real concerned, is because there are other ways, which we don't talk about publicly, but we do use in some cases, in which the actual value is irrelevant, because some of the pages and paperwork that we use are left blank for those who have that knowledge to complete. And we leave it up to them to settle the book. So when I talk about commercial procedures, I'm really talking about commercial procedures. And people ask, how can you monetize this? How can you do that? There are many ways to bring these things forward to a point where we can actually, in a way, present a bill to settle the accounts. And that's, at times, that's derived directly from the BIC process. We'll continue that discussion, because it will be helpful to some prisoners, I'm sure, after the break. Folks, this is the end of the first hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please join us for the second hour. I'm sure it'll be worth your while. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. We'll see you after a 1-minute station identification.